At Imavision, we change the way robots see the world.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Robot Industry Podcast. We're glad that you're here, and thanks for subscribing. I'm Jim Beretta, and our guest for this edition of the podcast is Patrice Roulette-Fontaine. He is co-founder and vice president technology. After completing his master's degree in image processing and computer graphics, Patrice joined the INRIA, contributing to research in the robotic surgery field. He also co-founded Immervision, where he leads the engineering team. In addition, Patrice contributes to IP growth and the adoption of Immervision's technology by global corporations. He's overseen the integration of wide-angle imaging technology in numerous industry verticals and is also an IEEE senior member, invited speaker at various conferences, and co-author of multiple publications and patents. So, welcome, Patrice, to the podcast.
Hello, Jim. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to chat with you today about robotics, so, and especially robot vision.
Well, and you know what? We were just chatting a little bit about Montreal, because you're based in Montreal, and I was actually in Montreal last night and spent most of the night in the airport in Montreal. And so I wanted you to tell the audience a little bit more about Immervision.
So Immervision is a 22-year-old company focusing on wide-angle vision. So we came back 20 years ago with this idea to create cameras and lenses that mimic human eyes. So to enable the machine to see wide and in the same time to see in very high resolution. So we combine the best of the two worlds, like as human, we see wide, but in the same time, we have an area of interest in the middle of our eyes or our field of view, where we can see very details like drawing or writing. So that's give us this idea of funding this company and to bring eyes to the machines.
So vision systems for robots.
So vision system for any type of machines. Today we are talking about robots, but in this 20 years journey, we design eyes for surveillance cameras, for cars, automotive. We design eyes going to space for TV, broadcast, action cameras, smartphones, tablet PC, flying drones, and robots. So a long 20 years journey designing eyes for machines.
What trends are you seeing today? Like, are you spending a lot of time in drone work, or is it in bipedal robots, or...
So this is very interesting because we start designing cameras and eyes for human vision. So back 20 years ago, it was all about human vision. What is the best image to please humans? Increasing the resolution, having true colors, very vivid colors and sharp image. Now, since 5 years, we see this rise of AI, what I like to call computer vision. And the requirement is changing. So we now still designing cameras for human vision, but more and more for computer vision, robots, drones.
And so is there any kind of unique research that you're doing in those fields?
Yes, because so what makes us unique is we combine in the same company, in the same lab, multiple expertise. So first we have lens designer. So we actually designed the lens, so the piece of glass or plastic, one on top of the other, that collect the light in the world and bring that inside the camera. And we have also the camera system engineers, the image processing engineers, and the machine learning engineers working all together. And what makes us unique is we master the complete pipeline and we optimize the design of the eyes according to the result we want to have at the end. And this is a research topic at Immervision, is what are the best design that maximize the efficiency of the machine learning and AI. So we applied this research to robotics as well as automotive, because for us, it's very similar in terms of visual cortex and vision system requirements.
So I would call you very vertically integrated, right? Where you have all the right people in the same room at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. And that's very convenient because instead of working in silo, like if you work with different suppliers, we have this team working all together, sit together to find the right solution to the problem we have to solve.
And what are you seeing is kind of the biggest challenge for vision systems and robotics and machine vision in general?
So I see two main challenges. So the first one is this combination of, I would say, use cases where we have on one side the robot vision and AI, and on the other side, you have the human vision. So it's kind of you have to design a visual cortex that please either the robot and the human. And it's not completely the same, so that's bring some complexity to design this kind of visual cortex that fulfill both requirements. So that's one challenge that I see in robotics right now. The second one is latency. So it's all about latency. So how you can capture the environment, process it, and extract the right information for the rest of the pipeline. And he has to be fast, because faster is the pipeline, faster can the robot can move and take decisions. And most of the people believe that this latency is reduced by the electronics. Like we had some computing power and more computing power, but it starts also by the lens. As an optical designers talk about lens and say, okay, the lens has to be fast. Fast means capturing a lot of light in the small times. So that's where we bring some contribution, is making the complete pipeline fast, not only the processing, but also the lens.
And so what does make your approach different? Like, obviously, you're using bigger lenses, more glass or more plastic.
So first, we are highly specialized in wide-angle imaging. So we have 20 years of experience in designing wide-angle camera. And that's, for me, that's become a must for robotics. Like, you want the robot to capture the full surrounding, capture the world. So what makes us different is we are experts in wide-angle camera. Plus, we develop these intellectual properties that allow us to make wide-angle camera differently. So you remember the example with human eyes, where as human, we have wide-angle plus augmented resolution in certain areas. So that's what we do considering the application requirement. So let's say we built a robot that has to see the world as like human. We design this type of eyes where we see wide with augmented resolution in the middle. But we can have a completely opposite requirement where the robot has to see the surrounding in high resolution. So we design different type of eyes. So what makes us unique is this ability to design eyes and vision system with this flexibility of like we have as a human with our eyes.
And so can you give us some use cases of where you're doing that? Because I know you had a press release just recently.
Yes, so the two maybe most recent use case. I will start by a project for robotics and flying drones, so consumer drones. And the issue they have is, okay, we can operate outside in bright light, but as soon as we go inside in warehouse or I would say other low light, dark environment, we cannot operate because the camera cannot collect enough light. So we designed those eyes that can that allow flying consumer drones to operate in low light in warehouse autonomously. So that's one project we did recently. And even more recently, we are teaming up with a human robotic company to design their visual cortex. And we are super excited about this project. And so we bring this ultra wide vision to their robot.
Thank you for that. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the problem of the dual computer and human vision and what you're seeing as the most viable solution?
So just to explain what is the problem is, so as human, we are used to see the world in color first, with a certain level of details. And we are well designed to, by Mother Nature, right, to see the contrast. And any type of blurriness can make discomfort to us, or even we are very trained to see all the level of green, because there is a lot of green in our environment. So we have to pay attention to all those requirements, like sharpness, color accuracy, and that's required processing and high resolution. On the other side, machine learning don't care too much about all those details. They can process a very low resolution image and take decision out of it. And the, I would say the main focus is latency. So, oh, we can go fast with AI. So it's kind of competitive requirement where we have to build a system for human vision and computer vision slash AI in the same device. And the way we solve that is we add different layer of image processing depending if we serve pixel for human or if we serve pixel for machine learning and AI.
Oh, that's very clever. So how do you work with your clients? I'm wondering if you're doing a lot of education with your clients because you're the industry experts, right?
So we have, so first, we enjoy very much to team up with our clients. We feel that they know very well what they do. And on our side, we know very well the imaging, wide angle imaging, visual cortex. So what we like is we like to team up and join their teams to help them to solve their problems. And to do so, we created a team at Immervision. We call that Innovation Lab. Mm-hmm. So the beauty of this team is they are experts in vision system, plus they are working in different industries. So they are working in automotive, aerospace, space, broadcast, consumer electronics. So they have a broad spectrum of, I would say, project and knowledge that they can bring to a specific industry like robotic today to mm-hmm. innovate and solve customer problems.
And Montreal is kind of a big place right now for vision, for robotics, for machine learning, for AI. So does that kind of help your business a bit?
Very much, because yes, you're right. So Quebec, Montreal is very well known for AI, computer vision. And that, just to add on top of that, is not only today, right? It's the Montreal has like 20 or 30 years history in imaging. Montreal hosts a great company in imaging. And so that motivates us to move Immervision from France to Quebec, I would say 17 years ago. We are very lucky to have this ecosystem of companies and university in Montreal and Quebec to help us to serve our customers.
Well, that's great. And Patrice, what kind of work are you excited to do now? And because you're doing so many different things.
So since we're talking about robotic, so all this work combining vision system, visual cortex, and machine learning is super exciting for us because we see that as, I would say, a transition between human vision and computer vision, and designing system for this specific application, it's super exciting. On the side of that, we do a lot of work also on tablets and PCs to increase the quality of the camera inside those devices, and also is the user experience of collaboration, like what we are doing today through video conference. So we are pleased to have this opportunity to contribute in this area. Mm-hmm. And in the same time, we are preparing the future. So there is a new trend in optics to make the camera smaller, more efficient, with more functionalities. We call that flat optics or meta lens. And Immervision is doing a lot of research in this area of flat optics and meta lens to prepare the future of the camera.
So, Patrice, people must be very excited to come and work for you.
Yeah, so all we try our best to attract talents, and we decide 15 years ago to build those talents. So let me explain. So we invest in university. We are the sponsor of a research chair in Laval University in Quebec. And we are proud to say that we hire almost all the lens designer coming out of this program. We also tighten our collaboration with the Computer Vision and AI University in Quebec as well and in France. So again, we scoot and hire the good talent. Plus, I would say that even if we are based in Quebec, we have operation worldwide. So we are looking for talents everywhere in the world. This new way to work remotely help us to have people working for us even from another part of the world.
Yes, it's an exciting time to be in the automation, robot vision, optics industries, of course. So when you're not designing new optics and helping customers out, what do you like to do?
So I love surfing. You would say that Quebec is not a place for surfing, but it's not true. We have static waves in the St. Lawrence River. So when I'm not traveling for surfing, I can surf in Quebec, in Montreal. So that's one of my hobby. The other hobby is I like connection. So I like to connect with people. And so each time I have the chance to travel for conference or meet customers, I like to connect with people in the industry and catch up on what is new, what we can do better, differently, or we can innovate. So that's also my other, I would say, hobby that I do it and I enjoy it very much.
Well, thank you very much for coming on to the podcast and telling us all a little bit about Immervision. And how can people get a hold of you if they'd like to find out more?
So first, they can start by our website. So there is different information, and especially we are about to release a section dedicated to robotics. So they will find some information there. They can contact us through the website, and there is always somebody expert in the field of our customers to answer to their question, connect, and then we see how we can help.
And thanks for spending a bit of time with us today.
Jim, I would like to thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate this time and the opportunity you gave me to explain what Immervision is doing. And especially on my side, personally, why I'm doing that is I feel that since I was young, I always had a passion for vision. So understanding the vision and the lack of sight. So if we lost the vision, so that motivates me to work in camera, image processing, computer vision. And I enjoyed that very much. So I'm happy to share that with you today.
Thank you. Our sponsor for this episode is Earhart Automation Systems. Earhart builds and commissions turnkey automation solutions for their worldwide clients. With over 80 years of precision manufacturing, they understand the complex world of robotics, automated manufacturing, and project management, delivering world-class custom automation on time and on budget. Contact one of their sales engineers to see what Earhart can build for you. And Earhart is spelled E-H-R-H-A-R-D-T. I'd also like to thank and acknowledge A3, the Association for Advancing Automation. They're the leading automation trade association for robotics, vision and imaging, motion control and motors, and the industrial artificial intelligence technologies. Visit automate.org to learn more. And I'd like to thank Painted Robot. They build and integrate digital solutions. They're a web development firm that offers SEO and digital social marketing and can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and ops. And you can find them at paintedrobot.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with us at the Robot Industry Podcast, you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Today's podcast was produced by Customer Traction Industrial Marketing, and I'd like to recognize my nephew, Chris Gray, for the music, Jeffrey for audio production, my partner, Janet, and our partners, A3, Painted Robot, and our sponsor, Earhart Automation Systems.